Hello, listening friends. This is Keith Kaiser coming to you from Manna in the Morning once again. We're continuing our studies in God's Holy Word, looking at the Upper Room ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today our reading begins in the Gospel of John, chapter 16 and verse 9. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. We saw last time that the Spirit would come and would convict the world about sin and righteousness and judgment. But these terms are being used not in some kind of vague or generic sense, not just convict the world that it does things wrongly, or that righteousness isn't being done, or that judgment is sometimes subverted in our world. No, there are three specific usages of these words. When the Spirit convicts of sin, what he was going to do, says the Lord Jesus, he was going to convict the world of the sin of not believing in the Lord Jesus. You can see that when you look at the sermon of Peter in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost, when he was preaching about the Lord Jesus Christ and telling them about who he was. They were cut to the heart and convicted. Not convicted because they had committed adultery or lied or disrespected their parents or gotten drunk or whatever. But they were convicted and cut to the heart because they had not believed on Christ and had rejected him. They said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And Peter answered them that they should repent and then show their repentance by, after believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, going and being baptized to tell all the world that they had made a mistake about him before. That whereas they had cried out, "Crucify him, crucify him, away with this man," now they were saying, "No, he is the Son of God, and we want to worship him." Well, the Lord Jesus then says in verse 10, "Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more." The Lord Jesus was certainly treated unrighteously in this world. People didn't give him what he deserved. He, after all, was a perfect man. He never sinned. He never broke the law of God. He never hurt anyone. He never did anything wrong. He could say to his enemies, "Which of you convicteth me of sin?" And no one could raise their hand and give him an answer. He confounded all his enemies, and yet there was nothing that one could criticize about the Lord Jesus, nothing valid at least. But here he says, "Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and ye see me no more." Now, when the Lord Jesus was executed at the cross of Calvary, when they hung him on that cross to die, they saw a very strange sight. They saw the sun, although it was midday, become darkened, and clouds overspread the sky, and there was darkness over the face of the whole earth. And they heard the Lord Jesus say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" It's interesting that on at least two occasions during the Lord's earthly ministry, God the Father had opened heaven and had spoken about his Son. At his baptism in the River Jordan, he opened heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Later on the Mount of Transfiguration, he would open heaven and say, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." And when the Lord Jesus, actually it was three times come to think of it, in John 12, when he said, "Father, I've glorified thy name, please glorify me that I may glorify it." And the Father opened heaven and said, "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." But now that the Lord Jesus was hanging on the cross, the heavens were silent. The Father didn't say anything in his defense. That question went unanswered. My God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And yet we know from reading the scriptures and from what happened 3 days later that the Lord Jesus didn't die on that cross because he deserved to. He didn't die on that cross because he was a malefactor or a criminal. The Lord Jesus died on the cross to become a sacrifice for our sins, a propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world, 1 John tells us. No, the Lord Jesus was vindicated by the Father in the fact that the Father raised him from the dead, declared him to be the Son of God with power, and then raised him up on high in the ascension to sit at his right hand until his enemies are made the footstool of his feet. That was the righteous verdict on Christ.